As I talked about yesterday, the fourth tetrad, the fourth and final group of four practices or steps to mindfulness of breathing, involve observing and to settle back and observe our experience. And a big part of the ability to observe what's being implied here is not to be assertive or not to be doing things, interpreting, changing, fixing, escaping our experience, but learning to have the stability and the ease and the strength of awareness to settle back and just really see clearly what is happening here, to observe clearly the moment. And when we don't overlay our ideas and our concepts, what we see is change. We see things are changing all the time. And it doesn't take a lot to appreciate, I think, that even aside from any ways in which we think things are unchanging, that moment by moment there's always change. That the day changes, the lighting changes slowly over time, maybe sometimes imperceptible. If you're in a city, the sounds of the city are constantly changing. And the sensations of your body are changing through the day, and you can watch the changes as we get hungry and we eat and we don't feel hungry, we feel uncomfortable, we engage our body in different ways, different muscles are used at different times, and therefore different sensations come into play. There's a constantly shifting, changing landscape of where attention focuses and what it takes in. And even things that don't necessarily change themselves, what's changing constantly is how we're perceiving it, how we see it. If I look at the wall that's opposite me here, that the natural thing when I'm relaxed is to have my eyes kind of not fixate on a spot, but just kind of roam around. And even though the wall is not changing, what's changing is where my eyes land on, or the flowing of the perception of the wall. So whether it's something that's constantly shifting, like a river flowing, and we're watching it, or it's the act of perception is constantly shifting and moving and going around. What we experience is a constantly shifting landscape of change. And it turns out that this is central to the deeper insights of Buddhist meditation. So in the fourth step of Anapanasati, the fourth tetrad, it begins, one trains observing in constancy, I breathe in. One trains observing in constancy, I breathe out. And so in constancy here is one of the words for change. And so here is to see, really begin appreciating and seeing the depth of how things are changing all the time. And one of the reasons why Buddhism puts such a strong emphasis on being present, in having a present moment attention, is that that's where change happens. That if we're thinking about the past in a certain kind of way is not changing anymore, except in how we remember it perhaps. The futures may be, doesn't really exist to change. It's just kind of a projection of our imagination, but in the present moment is where we see the change. It's kind of like where the river flows by of change and all that. And everything is changing, according to the Buddha. Everything is inconstant, This is not necessarily obvious in ordinary consciousness and ordinary ways of being, but it's really central to what happens in deeper and deeper meditation. In meditation itself, where we're kind of no longer paying attention to the wall that's on the opposite side of the room or a mountain and saying, well, the mountain's not changing. And then we have to use our logic and say, well, it's slowly being worn down and eroding. But in meditation, with the eyes closed, sitting here, that as we begin to really open up to the present moment experience and really feel it, sense it, experience it, observe it, what we experience in that kind of context of meditation is a constantly shifting flow of phenomena. It's experienced after developing strong stability. And part of the paradox is that in meditation, the more still, the more stable the mind is, the more the mind observes change and impermanence. The more unstable the mind is, the more scattered and preoccupied the mind is, the more unsettled, the more we tend to impute permanence. And the more we tend to get caught up in our ideas and thoughts and stories, which often carry with them a feeling of things are constant or permanent. This is the way things are. And I've certainly have fallen into the delusion of permanence without, you know, it being kind of unconsciously even. If I think about it, of course, I don't believe what I'm feeling. But the way I'm acting sometimes, and I remember one day, many years ago, having a difficult day with my child, my wife and I were kind of like hovering over him and trying to manage with this highly spirited child. And then my wife just looked up at me and said, "We're having one of those kinds of days." And as soon as she said that, then I realized that I was kind of emotionally operating as if this is it. We're always going to be this way. It's not going to change. Of course, if I thought about it, I wouldn't have been that way, known that, thought that. But the emotional feeling of it was of this is it. And as soon as you said that we're having one of those kinds of days, then I relaxed and let, you know, okay, it's the manifestation of the moment. This is how it is now. And it'll change. We'll have a different day tomorrow and something. So this imputing of permanence, even or emotional feeling, like this is it, interferes with our ability to step back and benefit from the wisdom of change and the wisdom of how things move and constantly shifting. And this is one of the key insights of the Buddha. He doesn't say it this particular way, but this is kind of my interpretation, that things are always changing, and change is not random. Change happens because of the conditions that precede what's happening now. As conditions shift and changes, the direction of change, how things change, unfolds accordingly. Generally we don't have rain without clouds. The clouds are the condition for the changing weather of rain happening. When I feel cold, then perhaps it's harder to get, sometimes harder for me to get concentrated when I meditate. I've meditated sometimes in very cold weather and haven't really, you know, the conditions were not there for me to get settled and calm. There was still change happening. Things were being in all kinds of different ways, but it wasn't one that supported becoming concentrated. And there are times when the weather has been comfortable or I've been bundled up nicely and my body is not, you know, coping with, you know, cold and shivering, that I have different conditions of being cozy and settled, and it's easier then to, the conditions are there to allow the changing of into a concentrated state of meditation. So depending on the conditions that are present, change go in different directions. And the key one that really central to the Buddha's teachings is that things can go either in a helpful direction or an unhelpful direction, in a wholesome, nourishing direction or an unhelpful, unnourishing direction. And so we're a little bit responsible for putting the conditions in place to support the directionality of change. we can't control it absolutely. We can't make things be a certain way, but we can put the conditions in place to support a tendency in healthy directions, beneficial ways. And so a deep appreciation of change shows us that also things are malleable, things are changeable because they're always changing, and we have a little role to play in the direction of that change. If we're floating in the river, down a current in the river, we understand that, you know, we're being carried by the flowing change of the river, but we also understand that that which part of the current we're in, how we avoid the eddies, how we avoid the parts of the current that takes us up against the shore, and we can gently kind of guide ourselves in that river in a way that keeps us in the central current and we keep flowing down the river. And being attuned to change is part of this 13th step of the 16 steps of mindfulness, a 13th step of mindfulness of breathing. And it's to observe. The word is inconstancy, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow, but it's a part of this family of concepts that relate to change, things becoming different, impermanence. So to observe inconstancy, observe change, and to find some degree of freedom, in the same kind of freedom that we would have if we're floating in the river. There's a freedom in being carried, but then we're also careful about what current we go in, where we're floating the river, maybe even which river we're floating in. And this might be the theme for this next 24 hours for you, is to notice change and notice how change arises, changes in ways depending on conditions, and also how your role and where you find yourself in your change, your relationship to change, and how you relate to that change puts you on different currents. If you're resisting change, or if you're fighting change, or if you're attached to change, that puts you in a different river than one that is with change in an open, relaxed way. So there's different words, different concepts, different ways of kind of talking about the same thing. The Buddha used different words. For now, I'm using the word inconstancy and focusing mostly on change. And tomorrow, we'll pick up this idea of inconstancy more directly. And a word that is in Pali is often, or in English, is often translated as impermanence. But that we'll see tomorrow, that inconstancy might be a better translation. So thank you all very much, and I look forward to tomorrow.